What's good? What's good? I'm back. You're truly one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video about developments in the Tupac murder investigation. And before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. We're going to play one of the Dizzle Brand Langer Juices meets Dizzle Brand advertisements that we have. Yep, that's right. That's Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. As you see, that's one of the recipes right there. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. You must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And the Dizzle Brand merch. I got one of the t-shirts on right now. As you see, Dizzle Brand was established in 2001 and officially bottled about a couple years ago. Get the merchandise on DizzleBrand.com, and don't forget the Dizzle Brand gummies are now available on DizzleNova.com. Link is in the description. And I definitely love the new blue bottle, the blue label bottles. They definitely stand out. Used to be black and gold. Now it's blue and gold. And that blue just is brighter. It just stands out more on the shelves and whatnot. So as you see below, do you Dizzle? Go to DizzleBrand.com. You can Dizzle too. All right, let's get into it.
Seems like it's 30 years too late.
That was rapper, actor, and producer Ice Cube this week on Cuomo talking about a possible break nearly three decades after the unsolved murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Earlier this week, police searched a home near Las Vegas in connection to the 1996 murder. Officials say the home is connected to the man who says he was actually in the car when Shakur was shot near the Las Vegas Strip after leaving a Mike Tyson fight. Joining me now is filmmaker Mike Dorsey. Let's bring him in. He's a true crime filmmaker and a television producer. Mike, thank you for joining us. I'm a huge 90s hip-hop head. It sounds like you are as well. You're behind a number of documentaries and specials on this murder, notorious murder, one of the East Coast, West Coast rap feud. That includes the documentary you made, Murder Rap, released in 2015. So let's just talk a little bit about yourself. What first compelled you to really start investigating these unsolved murders?
Well, when I first moved to L.A., I moved about a block away from the intersection where Biggie was killed there in Los Angeles. So I'm already interested in the case to begin with. Just being that close to it and seeing the scene always sparked my interest even more. And then in 2013, I came across this detective named Greg Kading, who was a retired LAPD detective, and he had led a task force investigation into both the Biggie and Tupac murders. And he had written this book called Murder Rap. And it just seemed, reading about it and then reading the book, it just felt very real and legitimate to me. So that made me very interested. And then he had all of the case files, which is what we were able to access to make the film.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not just a documentarian, but also an advocate. You've been consistently pushing for the resolution in this case. Obviously, this broke wide open over the weekend, this news out of Las Vegas, the search warrant being executed. What was your take on that? How did that make you feel? And did it feel like you were getting closer to the answers you've been seeking all this time?
It's definitely the most notable development in the case in the near 27 years that it's been going on. It can't be understated. The Las Vegas police, to my knowledge, never served any search warrants on anyone's house back in 1996 or went this far with their investigation. So it can't be overstated how big of a deal this is. And the detective who served the search warrant is one that I met with 5 years ago after I consulted on the first program where this this person whose house they went to, Keefe D, he gave his first public interview to BET back in 2018. And after that aired, I reached out to this detective and let him know about it. And we've stayed in touch ever since. And I think that really that helped reinvigorate the case. Mm-hmm. In the past 5 years, they've been working towards this. So it's been a long time coming for me, and it's something that I never gave up on. And I'm very happy to see that we might have resolution finally.
Yeah.
All right, let me stop for a second. All right, so this guy is the nephew of the guy who killed Tupac. If he was with him and he could give exact details and an account of what happened, I guess it can't, you know, I guess it can bring it some closure, but I don't know how notable a big deal it is searching somebody's house 30 years later. Like, what evidence are you really going to find 30 years later? You know, and like, if they already know who killed Tupac, why is the case still open? Well, like, what information is still missing? What is it that we still need to know here? I mean, that's all we should really need to know is who killed him. And apparently, I guess they don't got reasonable doubt to prove that this guy killed him. And for you, a lot of you Tupac fans that think Pac's still alive, I'm going to believe Snoop Dogg on this one and say that Pac's gone. Pac is definitely gone. Went super early. I was always interested to see how Pac would fare in this new age of hip-hop. Would he have reinvented himself? How would he evolved? And how would he went with the times and whatnot? Him, Biggie. I mean, we lost too many people. Pac, Big L. Not even just rappers, you know. I was watching Kevin Samuels video the other day, like, he went too early. Kobe, I wasn't even a big fan of Kobe when he was alive as a player. Like, when he was a player, I wasn't a big fan of him, but when he died, I definitely, you know, hit me some kind of way because of his age, you know. But I don't know, like, what can you really find 30 years later? I'm with Cube. It's like it's almost just too late. It's just, you know, about 15 years too late. 50 to 20 years too late, probably.
Really is great to see. Fellow West Coast rapper Ice Cube recently spoke to News Nation's Chris Cuomo about the latest developments in this case. Mike, I want to play some sound for you, and then let's ask you about it afterwards. Take a listen.
I'm pretty sure, you know, we haven't heard the absolute whole truth when it comes to Tupac's death and you know, what happened to him that night in Vegas.
All right. So do you agree with Cube there? Do you think that we don't know the full story, or we ever will actually know all those details?
I think we do know the full story, to be perfectly honest. I think, If you ask me, yep, who did it, I'll tell you it's the same person you probably thought did it as soon as you heard that it happened. And it was this former or at the time current Compton gang member named Orlando Anderson. And he is the person that Tupac and the rest of his Death Row Records crew jumped at the MGM Grand just 2 hours before Tupac was shot. And Orlando Anderson was known as a pretty violent guy. He was suspected of several other murders. And this is exactly the kind of thing that it seems like he would have done in retaliation for being beaten up. So I think it was always obvious from the beginning, but of course it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And his uncle, who is Keefe D, coming forward and confirming this story and telling his firsthand account from being in the shooter's car of what happened, to me, that I think for most people, that seals the case.
Mike, we're running out of time, but I just want to ask you one final question, given, you know, how closely you've been watching this case and the work that you've done. You've done this for several years now. So let's talk about your own investigations. Any notable clues that you feel like you honed in on and your team have honed in on that really helped break this case open? You mentioned talking to detectives in the past.
Sure. The key piece of evidence was that in 2008, they got Keefe D, who was Orlando Anderson's uncle, to do a proffer session where he went in and he spoke to a federal task force, and he was given sort of limited immunity to tell them exactly what happened with the Tupac murder, and his words couldn't be used against him. And for me, his detailed account of what happened that night, how they got the murder weapon, how they went and how they were able to find Tupac that night on the strip and follow him off the strip and commit the murder, it filled in a lot of gaps for a lot of people that had already known a lot of the story, but not all of it. And I just, it was like his confession to what his crew supposedly did was like a missing puzzle piece that made the whole puzzle come together.
Really fascinating stuff, Mike. Thank you very much for your time, for your efforts in this.
All right, so it sounds like basically Uncle confirmed what we pretty much already knew. And, you know, hip hop has really been bad with rappers getting killed. I would argue that if Pac didn't sign with Death Row, he wouldn't have been in this position, because Suge was very notorious at the time. Suge was very, aggressive with his behavior. He was always confronting people. He was very bullyish. Just some of the things that they said Suge would do to employees and things of that nature. You know, it's like Suge did those things, you know, just to make himself feel better, you know, to feel good about himself. Like he had power over people. He could control them and whatnot. And he was really Pac felt obligated because Suge got him out of prison that he had to, you know, get involved in any kind of beef, any kind of situation. I'm pretty sure the beef didn't start with Pac. I'm pretty sure it probably started with somebody else, and Pac was just there. And I wouldn't be surprised if Suge started it or one of Suge's boys. But, yeah, man, like, this is the guilty by association problem. When you know, I heard this quote the other day, you are who you hang with. You are who you hang with. When you hang, if you hanging with Suge Knight, I mean, what are you expecting to happen? A happy ending. It was a happy ending for Suge Knight. You know, it's just sad. It's sad. It's sad. Like, that's why you definitely have to surround yourself around people who don't live this kind of lifestyle. Not into the shoot 'em up, gang bang, just positive minded people who are just trying to take care of the responsibilities and be successful, you know. And I don't know if this is like some breakthrough news. It just basically confirms what we already knew. So, yeah, this ain't really a big deal. Doesn't really mean much. We know the guy that killed Pac is still the guy that killed Pac. We just didn't know where he got the gun from and how they caught up with Pac. How did they find him, I guess. But besides that, we knew everything else. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.